It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. This week's book illuminates the fascinating life of one woman during World War II. Here's Sarah Paez with this week's Bookmark.
Jason Fagoni's new nonfiction nail-biter about the life and work of codebreaker Elizabeth Friedman takes readers on a tour of a world once written in code. In The Woman Who Smashed Codes, Fagoni shows how Elizabeth, a sharp college graduate itching to leave rural Indiana, ends up trailblazing the very new industry of codebreaking. Fagoni's biography of Elizabeth reveals a woman in the right place at the right time, unknowingly becoming not only the first woman, but one of the first people to practice cryptanalysis, the art of smashing codes. She's curious, thoughtful, and daring, like in this passage from her diary. "I'm never quite so gleeful as when I am doing something labeled as an ought not. Why should something with a risk in it give me an exuberant feeling inside me? I don't know what it is, unless it is that characteristic which makes so many people remark that I should have been born a man." Had she been born a man, she may have received more recognition for her incredible accomplishments. That fact alone spurred Fagoni to focus his colorful, engaging biography on Elizabeth. Elizabeth's cryptanalyst work helps expose a Nazi spying in South America, catch smugglers during Prohibition, and crack multiple versions of the Enigma, the German encrypting machine sending messages from the Reich. It's all very exciting, and Fagoni writes with true enthusiasm for his characters. Though the book has 341 pages, it rarely drags, because Fagoni has a talent for making history come alive. The story of Elizabeth would not be complete without the tandem story of her husband and fellow codebreaker William. Some of Fagoni's best writing focuses on the couple's love as a metaphor for codebreaking. "When you fall in love," he writes, "you develop a compact encoding to share mental states more efficiently, cut noise, and bring your beloved closer. All lovers, in this light, are codebreakers." Together, Elizabeth and William navigate the troubled waters of two world wars, two children, and countless government secrets. Fagoni's journalistic roots come through as he presents the hard evidence of Elizabeth's success as a cryptanalyst. During the Second World War, an American woman figured out how to sweep the globe of undercover Nazis, he writes. The proof was on paper. 4,000 typed decryptions of clandestine Nazi messages that her team shared with the global intelligence community. She had conquered at least 48 different clandestine radio circuits and 3 Enigma machines to get these plain texts. Some of my favorite moments in the book come when Fagoni delves into the coded messages Elizabeth must crack. In the early 1940s, Elizabeth made the amusing discovery that several Nazi agents were using a copy of the romantic novel All This and Heaven Too to encrypt messages. Fagoni's explanations of how Elizabeth breaks this and other codes give readers some of the tools they need to be amateur codebreakers. In that way, the whole book feels like a puzzle you can excitedly and lovingly solve.
That book is The Woman Who Smashed Codes by Penn State alum Jason Fagoni. Reviewer Sarah Paez is an intern at WPSU. Have you read a good book lately? Tell us about it at wpsu.org/bookmark. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's This I Believe. I'm Emily Reddy.